Time for Google to reveal the top trending searches for 2021. What does it say about us? What does it reveal about the things that people were looking for, the places, people, topics as well? Well, someone who can help us with that is Molly Vandenberg. She is the Google search trends expert. Good morning, Molly. Ready for the big reveal?
I am ready. Good morning, and it's so great to be here.
Yeah, I look at this list, and I sort of at one point think, hey, I was involved in that search too, because it sort of it says some things, but some surprising ones. Where do you want to start?
That's what's really fun about the list. You always see a couple of things that you know that you participated in as well. And like you said, there are some surprises. So let's start with the searches overall. You might be surprised to know that the top trending search this year in the U.S. was the NBA, which originally I was a little bit shocked by, but then I thought about it, and they didn't really play a full season in 2020, and they did have a full year this year that took up a lot of time, and I know people are also really eager to get back to some pre-pandemic activities, and I think we see that reflected in a number of different categories. I can also tell you that we saw that searches for jeans were on the rise, so people might be finally abandoning their sweatpants. And additionally, when we look at searches that are near me, we see things like COVID vaccine and COVID testing, but we also saw things like movies, bars, and bowling. So I think it does show that people are starting to get back to it, which I think is a heartening way to look at our journey over the past year.
Now, there is one I'm baffled by, and that is on the list of how to pronounce. Number two is how to pronounce Michael Jackson. I don't get it.
I have to tell you that this one stumped me, too. Your guess is as good as mine. A lot of the other ones on that list, like how to pronounce Dogecoin or quinoa, make a lot of sense to me. But, you know, I guess people are always looking to learn something. And these days, with things like TikTok and Instagram, sometimes certain things take off unexpectedly.
Right. And then, of course, there's the memes. The Bernie Sanders meme is mittens. I thought that was, like, so old. Right? That was, like, 2020. How is that working this past year for him?
That's what's always so wild about the list is there are things that happened this year that I entirely forgot about. But, of course, he wore those iconic mittens at the inauguration, and therefore a lot of search interest that we saw around that and going forward into the early part of 2021. So a nice blast from the past, and it's always interesting to reminisce on these lists when they're released.
Right, and the other one, too, a lot of times the news stories, that kind of reminds us of the things that had happened over the past. What was top in the news?
It really does, and in this year's news category, we're seeing a lot of financial news. So the top trending one there was the Mega Millions, which, if you recall, actually hit a historic billion-dollar jackpot, which had a lot of people interested in their odds of winning. But we also see things like AMC stock, stimulus check, the Georgia Senate race, and GME, which is the symbol for GameStop stock, if you remember, all of those people on Reddit that were purchasing certain entities and really going viral there.
One of the favorite searches I like is the ore search. I've been involved in that on occasion, but the number one search in that is effect with the E or effect with the A. What other things?
Exactly.
Isn't it crazy?
I thought that was a really fun category, too. And like you said, I love that that's the top one. But there's some interesting stuff in that list as well that I think is very indicative of the period of time we're living in, where a lot of them are like allergies or COVID or sinus infection and or COVID. A lot of people looking for those symptoms and making sure that they could stay safe and well.
Why is somebody searching bones or no bones? Is that from a food category or is there some other thing going on I missed out on?
Oh, this is a really fun one. And so there is a TikTok star that is a pug named Noodle. And his owner every morning gets up and predicts whether it's going to be a bones day or a no bones day. And that kind of means, you know, if Noodle sort of flops over and doesn't stand up, it's as if he has no bones and it's a no bones day, which means you might need to take it easy. Or if you're ready to go and take it on, it might be a bones day if he's running and scampering around. So that's a pretty fun one.
Alec Baldwin comes in number one in the actor category. Is that, I've got to think that has to do with the past month or so.
That's very true. So a lot of times with trending people, we really do see that they're oftentimes governed by news stories and headlines. And of course, tragic news around what happened on that film set, driving a lot of search interest around Alec Baldwin.
But number two is Pete Davidson. Is this the Kim Kardashian effect? What's happening there?
I do think that it's the Kim Kardashian effect. So Pete Davidson, once again, a topic of discussion. And it's also really fun because we looked at celebrities that are searched together. And so Kim Kardashian actually made that list twice, one with Kim and Kanye, which tops the list, and then also Kim and Pete Davidson. And so I think it's absolutely a result of their possibly budding romance.
Yes, I see J-Lo is on that list as well for her former and her current. Okay, I guess that's how that kind of works up with that. A lot of fun things that people are looking at, searches. Any other ones that are you want to talk about or that thought were very interesting or indicative of things?
Yeah, I also love the recipes category. I think that that's really fun, especially because cooking has become such a big hobby for a lot of people over the past 2 years or so. And so you might remember the viral TikTok pasta. That is actually the top trending recipe this year. It's a baked pasta with feta cheese. So a lot of people are making that, as well as bacon jam and birria tacos, which kind of went wild on Instagram.
I would have to look up how to pronounce Hamantaschen or whatever the other recipe, number 5 on that list. But it looks like there's a lot of neat things to do, and people can check it out. How about videos, things that people were watching a little bit too?
Yeah, videos is really interesting. And so YouTube, a little bit of a separate entity, although they did round up their own sort of year-end list. And then we have a really nice video that goes along with year-end search as well, which you can check out online, which brings a lot of these together around the theme of healing, which I think, like we said, kind of speaks to a lot of that recovery that we're seeing come through in these categories. So that's always a nice moment as well to package up the year.
Google Trends expert Molly Vandenberg joining us this morning. Molly, we appreciate your time. It was a fun talk. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. Molly Vandenberg again joining us with all the different Google searches, the things that people are looking for.